Ever caught yourself in an endless scroll when you should be tackling that important project? You're not alone. What's happening in your brain during these moments reveals why focus has become our scarcest resource in the digital age. The culprit? Dopamine, a neurotransmitter that evolved to help us survive but is now being weaponized against us. Contrary to popular belief, dopamine isn't the pleasure chemical. It's the anticipation molecule that drives us toward potential rewards. When our ancestors spotted a fruit tree, dopamine surged, motivating them to walk toward it. The anticipation, not the satisfaction, triggered the release. This explains why buying a new gadget feels more exciting than using it a week later, and why checking notifications often feels better than actually reading them. In our natural environment, this system worked perfectly. Dopamine motivated necessary survival behaviors that required effort. But our modern world has short-circuited this balance. Today's digital landscape offers endless dopamine triggers requiring minimal effort. Each notification, like, or auto-playing video delivers a tiny hit, creating a cycle that's increasingly difficult to escape. The problem isn't dopamine itself, it's that we've created an environment where our dopamine system is constantly overstimulated, leading to tolerance. Meanwhile, activities requiring sustained attention and delayed gratification, like deep work or learning new skills, seem less appealing by comparison. In today's digital landscape, if you're not paying for a product, your attention is the product. Tech companies deploy teams of engineers, designers, and psychologists with a singular mission: to capture and maintain your attention. Every aspect of popular apps is meticulously designed to keep you engaged. Instagram's content and recommended videos are algorithmically selected based on your viewing patterns. Common features serve psychological purposes. Pull to refresh mimics slot machines' variable rewards. Red notifications trigger alertness, and autoplay removes natural stopping points. This creates what experts call digital addiction by design. The average person touches their phone 2,617 times daily and spends over 4 hours on mobile devices. Each check delivers a small dopamine hit, training our brains to prefer these quick rewards over deeper engagement, like ruining your appetite with constant snacking before a proper meal. Our relationship with food mirrors our digital consumption habits. Tech companies and the food industry both engineer their products to trigger dopamine release. While our ancestors rarely encountered concentrated sweetness, today's foods often contain more sugar in one serving than they might have found in weeks. Food scientists have perfected the bliss point, optimal levels of sugar, salt, and fat that maximize cravings without triggering satiety. Similarly, our brains evolved when novel information was scarce and valuable. Now we face constant novelty through endless news, social media, and entertainment, creating what scientists call novelty addiction. This constant stimulation impairs long-term thinking. When accustomed to immediate rewards, activities with delayed benefits become less appealing. This creates a cycle where seeking immediate gratification reduces our capacity for sustained effort. The resulting present bias prioritizes immediate outcomes over future benefits. Research shows that excessive digital stimulation can reshape neural pathways, physically diminishing our ability for deep thinking. Our dopamine systems remain adaptable throughout life and can be recalibrated through strategic periods of reduced stimulation, a dopamine detox. This approach isn't about eliminating pleasure, but rather rediscovering sustainable forms of satisfaction. Three detox levels vary in intensity. The 48-hour complete detox eliminates artificial stimulation, social media, streaming, games, junk food, news, music, leaving only basic activities like reading physical books, writing, nature walks, conversations, and simple meals. The 24-hour version offers a weekly reset, while the partial detox targets specific problematic stimuli. These detoxes work by revealing insights about our habits and allowing our dopamine systems to recalibrate. Participants often discover their unconscious phone dependencies and experience reduced anxiety from constant checking. As the brain adjusts, previously boring activities become engaging. Books become fascinating, and walks without podcasts reveal new sensations. Neuroimaging studies confirm that reduced stimulation can increase dopamine receptor density, enhancing our response to natural rewards. Implementing a dopamine detox follows three key steps. First, identify your major distractions through self-assessment. Keep a distraction log for several days, noting what breaks your focus and for how long. You'll likely find that quick breaks often extend far longer than intended. Second, create friction for unwanted behaviors and reduce it for desired ones. Delete social media apps. Use browser versions instead. Employ website blockers or keep your phone in another room while working. Meanwhile, make important tasks easier. Keep books visible, prepare workout gear ahead of time, or establish a distraction-free workspace. Even adding 20 seconds of delay to an unwanted behavior can reduce its occurrence by 90%. Third, optimize your morning routine. Your first hour sets the day's tone for dopamine and attention. Rather than starting with high stimulation activities, build a morning around calmer pursuits like meditation, journaling, exercise, reading, or quiet reflection. This creates a healthier baseline for sustained focus. A dopamine detox reveals valuable insights through self-observation. When urges to check devices arise, note the triggers, emotions, and underlying needs. Many people discover they turn to social media when anxious, bored, or uncertain. The quiet space created by a detox often brings clarity about whether daily activities align with core values and meaningful goals. Start each day by identifying your priorities before touching any digital device. Determine your lead domino, the task that makes everything else easier, and schedule it during your peak mental hours, typically early in the day. Create a consistent work environment and routine. Establish a specific location and time for focused work, along with a pre-work ritual that signals focus time. Remove all distractions, including your phone, place it in another room, block distracting websites, and clearly communicate your boundaries to others. Even a visible phone reduces cognitive capacity, whether it's on or off. Work in focused blocks of 45 to 90 minutes, followed by genuine breaks. These intervals match your brain's natural attention cycles. During breaks, avoid high stimulation activities that could make refocusing difficult. Be mindful of open loops like email and social media, which lack natural endpoints and can drain your attention. A dopamine detox is about regaining autonomy in an age where attention is commodified. Understanding dopamine's influence on behavior allows us to make conscious choices about our focus. The transformation begins with awareness of what shapes our attention, continues through intentional environment design, and grows through consistent practice. In a world that increasingly values depth over breadth, managing attention may be our most valuable skill. When you reclaim control of your attention, you reclaim control of your life's direction. The most meaningful rewards aren't found in quick dopamine hits from modern technology, but in the deeper satisfaction of sustained engagement with what truly matters.